News from that terrible shooting at the Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, over the weekend, which left 4 people dead, at least 28 others injured. Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio joins us now from Troy, Alabama. And Kyle, as you know, there have been a lot of questions about why more information hasn't come out, but the coroner a few hours ago did release the names of those killed. Young people, sad list. Tell us more.
Yes, Robin, we have finally gotten at least a little further in knowing more about that night and more about, unfortunately, a little bit more about the victims. Their ages range from 17 to 23, and we have 2 seniors from Dadeville High School that are among the dead. And, you know, I think it just says a lot about what this party was all about. As we said, it's a Sweet 16 party, but there were a lot of youth there, and it was a very young crowd. And for this to happen in such a way, and for it to be tragically what the event ended up being, it's just really yeah. is sad.
Do you have the names there? Because, you know, some people have been waiting to hear.
Sure. We have Corbin DeMontre Holston of Dadeville, Philstavius Dowdle, and Phil Dowdle, who we've been talking about a little mm-hmm. bit earlier, of mm-hmm. Camp Hill, and he was a senior at Dadeville High School. Marissa Emanuel Collins of Opelika, and Shankivia Nicole Smith of Dadeville, also a senior.
Okay, you mentioned Phil Dowdle. Yes, earlier today we talked about him. You spoke with Annette Allen, who's his grandmother. She's also the grandmother of the girl having the Sweet 16 party. There was, you know, speculation that he hadn't survived. He was a high school track star football player. Let's hear a little from before she knew for sure this news, the grandmother.
It's a small community, and they just want to enjoy the birthday party and never knew that this would be going on. We had to be standing and waiting for bodies to be brought out and all that.
Boy, you know, I just can only imagine how people are reacting to hearing some of the names.
Yes, Robin, it was really something to be there and with mm-hmm. people who had gathered at the perimeter, the police perimeter, wanting information about loved ones and not knowing and having to wait for a while to mm-hmm. find out.
Well, so now we have the names of the deceased, but police haven't given details about a shooter or shooters or a motive or motives. What happened, right?
That's right. That is still one thing that is still up in the air. And what I'm hearing from my colleagues that are on the ground reporting there, not much in the way of that information is still not forthcoming.
Hmm. And this is a small town, 3,000 or so, with a small hospital that doesn't see this kind of thing. You heard from Heidi Smith, the spokeswoman for Lake Martin Community Hospital.
It's very traumatic in healthcare setting, in the emergency room setting, when you have one gunshot wound come through. But when you have 15 and they're all teenagers, our staff has been through a lot, and they stood up like troopers. They did a fantastic job. They are heroes. The rural hospitals are heroes in this situation and will continue to be.
Kyle, tell us more about the wounded.
There were 15 gunshot wound patients, and as Heidi was saying, they went to Lake Martin Community Hospital, and 5 of them were in critical condition. They were all teenagers. Some of them were taken to other medical centers in the region. Some of them actually medevaced by helicopter to Birmingham. So this small rural hospital really stepped up with what it could do and also was able to place people where they needed to go.
Yeah. And when we last spoke a couple hours ago, we had really no information from officials. And I just want to make sure, you know, it could have been a fight, and I know a pastor at one point said it might have been a fight among kids, but it could have been an attacker. Have you heard anything from officials, the mayor, the police, about what happened?
No, and that's something that we have continually asked about the suspect or suspects. What this, you know, were they among the dead? Or were they, you know, mm-hmm. we're just not getting any information, Robin, about who perpetrated this attack and who possibly is being held accountable for it.
Well, we only have about 30 minutes here, but I'm sure when you were, you know, in the town, they're, you know, trying to perhaps provide some services. I mean, 3,000 people, you know, what's happening with kids at schools? How are they helping people out?
They're really stepping up today and placing counselors in all the schools. And actually, Lake Martin Community hospital is sending counselors over to care for people in the community as well. So they're really trying to keep an eye on the kids, especially as this was, as I mentioned earlier, a young crowd that was at this event.
Yeah. Cal Gassett of Troy Public Radio in Troy, Alabama. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.